Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entirety of the 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, one last time, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
I was hoping we were practicing tonight.
Man, I was too. It was an abrupt end to just, I'm sorry, a weird season. There's no other way to describe this season than just weird.
I think this season was a lot like we'd scripted. I think that I knew going into it, it was going to be a battle early in the season, and then I felt like our guys would come around, and I felt like they did that. You know, they ended up winning the region, won the last four games of the season there to in the regular season to make it 5-5, win the region, and they won the region convincingly. Yeah, I thought our guys played really, really well in the region, you know, and then we just didn't play very well Friday night over at Deerfield, made a couple mistakes here and there, and it cost us.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that out of the way. We're now 5 days removed from the end of the Frederica Academy season. A heartbreaking 18-14 loss to Deerfield Windsor, fall to 0-2 against the school all time. And it looked like, at the beginning, it looked like it was going to be another runaway train for the Knights. Opening drive, 13 plays, covered 80 yards. Ended in a touchdown, took, 7.5 minutes off the play clock. It was absolutely a clinic on Frederica football.
Yeah, I thought we'd come out and executed pretty well on the first drive, made some plays here and there, and, punched it in. And then defensively, we went out and got them to punt the ball. Oddly enough, I didn't know what was going on the punt return when Jordan decided to back up. He scooped it at 12 and then turned around and run it back 88 yards. You know, when you look up, you're up 14-0. And you got a minute left to go in the first quarter and you're feeling pretty good about it, you know. I told the kids on the kickoff, listen, we need to go out, hold them, and go down and punch one more in. And then we apply the foot to the throat, and we just never could get that stop, or we couldn't get that play, or we couldn't make that play, and here or there, offensive or defensive or in special teams. And then we created some – we ended up making some mistakes. They created mistakes for us, and we didn't answer the bell. And, that's tough. Pretty young football team. They're a very veteran team. They had almost – I think they had 14 seniors on their roster. So, you know, and I think of those 14, I think 9 of them played both ways. So – you know, or they had 9 seniors on each side of the ball. So they're a very veteran team. I think when we were in it and they come out and they scored an opening possession, it was 14-12. And I thought, how are we going to respond? You know, what are we going to do right here? And, you know, and I think some of the young kids, we reverted back a little bit to the first few weeks of the season and we didn't answer the bell. But, we played hard. We made some mistakes that ended up costing us. And you can't make those kind of mistakes. You ask me every week, what are the keys to winning? We didn't answer 2 or 3 of those keys. So, you know, and that's why we ended up coming up 4 points short.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know it's always tough, especially when the game doesn't – or when the season doesn't end with a trophy being hoisted. It's tough to take a look back on that last game. Have you had a chance to – look at the game tape from last Friday's game yet?
Yeah, I've watched it a couple times. I thought we played hard. Like I said, we made mistakes here and there, and we didn't do the things that we needed to do. I thought probably the thing that bothered me the most, we didn't play with a lot of intensity. We were a little bit lethargic at times, but, you know, we had to travel 3.5 hours. So you get that, you know, and then you're a young team on top of that, and how do the youngsters travel? So it become a challenge. And, you know, and that's when you have to find out whether you can answer the bell or not when you're playing those playoff games. And unfortunately, you don't get another game to try to go out and prove yourself again. You know, it was you win, you go home, you lose, you go home. And, you know, I don't know if that had sunk into some of those guys, the young guys, that, you know, that this season will be over. But, you know, we live, we learn. I thought we played really hard, and we had our opportunities. We gave ourselves chances to be right in the middle of the game, and we were in it right to the end. You know, we just couldn't punch it in when we needed to. And you know, we'll go back and watch not just that film, but all of it during the year. And we've talked about it already as coaches and players. What do we got to do to take that next step? What's it going to take? You know, what are going to be the measuring stick throughout the year? What are the things we have to do weight room wise in the off season? So, you know, we look at it. It does hurt. What hurts most is you hurt for the seniors, you know, because they help get the ship turned around when it's 1-5, and we've said it 1,000 times. Could have went any direction, but they got us back on course. We win the last 4 games, and they got a region championship out of it. They're gonna get their date put up there on the banner, and they're gonna always get to come back and see that. And that's big. I know they wanted to win, and you know, and I know all of our kids wanted to win. We just didn't do the things that we needed to do to win it. And you know, that happens sometimes. Some of the best teams get beat throughout the country, you know, week in and week out.
We'll talk about that senior class individually here in one of the next segments. But just in speaking in general, you always wonder, on that senior's last game in high school, is that the last time they're going to put on pads? Any of the class of 2022 Knights or 23 graduating from Frederick, any chance of them playing in college ball next year?
I don't know. But the recruiting, the way it is, it's very, you know, it's very strenuous right now. This transfer portal and the way the NCAA works, it's all very strange. You know, these college coaches are not looking at high school kids as in depth as they used to. They spend a lot of their time going through this transfer portal, and those are the guys are going to pick first. And it just, I don't like it. You know, I don't like the way it is set up right now. I feel like these kids have earned the opportunity, but then, you know, the way the NCAA just kind of opened it up, you don't have to be committed to anybody. You can go 1 year and play somewhere and transfer out. If you don't like it, which ain't teaching anybody anything. So, but that's just the way society is at this point. You know, commitments are not made, but the one thing I'll say is where we're at, our kids make a commitment to get better year in, year out, and they do that, not only on the field but off the field. And we got a lot of really good football players, but we got a lot of football kids and leaders and community leaders out there, and that's a big thing. That's the other aspect that sometimes get lost on people with football.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simon's, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederico Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and we are on location one last time this year at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And this is usually when we check on the health of the team, but I think that after yet another season of doing his best to slap duct tape and baling wire on these kids and getting them ready Friday night, let's give a round of applause to Adam, everybody.
everything that he does. Adam does a great job for us. He's there every day getting the guys ready, making sure. And I still think he's probably 98% right on everything that he diagnosed. He don't miss it, and he does an outstanding job. And we have a great relationship with him. He's on our side. Even if he has to break the bad news to us that somebody's not going to play or something, he's going to get them back out there as fast as he can. But he's very, very good at what he does, and he's done a great job with our kids all year and getting them ready. So we're very blessed to have Adam in our corner.
Did the team make it out of Albany uninjured for the most part?
I think so. I think we got out of there uninjured. You know, I think the biggest thing was our feelings were hurt a little bit. But other than that, you know, everything else was pretty good.
All right, so let's wrap up the season with just a quick look back over the year. First of all, you can't talk about this season without talking about the absolute, you know, statistical slobber knocker of a year that Jordan Triplett had.
Yeah, I think he ended up with 2,300 yards rushing in 11 games. That's pretty amazing, you know.
Especially when you consider that one of those games was a quarter and a half.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't even think about that. About a quarter and a half. And, you know, I think all-purpose yards, I think he ended up with almost 3,000 yards, all-purpose for punt returns, kick returns, receiving, everything. It was pretty amazing. I think he ended up with 31 touchdowns total.
Completed some passes this week, too.
Yeah, he did. Completed two passes. I tell you what, he had a real good statistical year. But the other thing is, you know, he got a lot of good kids around him that give him the opportunity, that block for him and do things. So our kids did a really good job all year in trying to make things happen and execute. And, we just got a little short in the end, but I thought we matured a lot as the season went along. Like you said, when you look back at the season from where we started to where we end, a much different football team in the end than what we were when we started. And, you know, we got something to build on, and we have to go to work in January to start getting there and get ourselves ready. You know, what's the end goal going to be? We all sit here and talk about it. And is it just win a region championship? I think we're a little bit better than just winning region championships. I think we got a chance to be playing for the other ones. Win a state championship. We've done it once before. We played for one. We kind of know the formula, you know, and I felt like I thought we were at the time when we were peaking and we were playing pretty good and had a feeling that we might be able to sneak in, but, you know, come up just a little short.
You are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, we've made a big hay about this season. Jason talked about it during the pre-show, and we talked about it so many times about this being such a buzzsaw of a schedule. And we get to flip the venues and do the same thing next year.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be playing the same competition. We'll go up to Calvary next year. We'll go to Clinch. We'll go to Tattnall Square. So, you know, it just flipped the script. And kids have to get prepared. They have to get ready. And it's not one of those things that you get ready in June and July. You know, we told the kids, you want to win a championship, you get ready between January and June. You know, and you get prepared. And that's going to be the key for us is getting those eighth graders ready to be freshmen and come in and be able to go out and execute. And hopefully they can step in and play. Right now, I think we plugged in numbers yesterday from kids or the day before with the freshmen coming up, what we have coming back, looking at, you know, 38 kids, 39 kids on the roster. And, you know, but when you look at that, 38, 39 of them, 17 of them freshmen.
Well, so, I mean, the freshmen that we had this year wound up, you know, producing and contributing a fair amount by the end of the season.
Yeah,
so.
They did. And that, again, that's why that schedule's so tough on the front end. You don't get better playing bad teams and then think all of a sudden when you get to the end that everybody else is going to be bad. We're going to play those really, really good football teams. And you're going to get beat up on a little bit, and you're going to learn to fight. And our kids did that this year, and they understood what they needed to do. And I think we'll be prepared next year just as well.
Of those eighth graders are going to be coming up as freshmen, and assuming that all of them do wind up coming up to play for the high school, the varsity Knights, give me some of the names that if you had to take a guess, which are the ones that I'm going to be calling their names on Friday nights?
there could be quite a few of them, you know, coming in and competing up front offensively and defensively on the lines. Both Grants, Grant Holder, Grant Prokop, Max Boykin's going to be pretty tough. Case Mitchell going to be pretty tough up front. So he got four. J.J. Simmons, he's kind of the fifth guy in that eighth grade class, and they could be pretty good up front coming in and working. And then Sutton's younger brother Connor, Stanton, Davis Durgan, Jalen Baldwin. We got a bunch of kids in that group that are coming up that can come in and compete. And that's the thing, is at practice, the competition. You know, if you're not wanting to get it done that day, somebody else is going to take your spot. So we're going to have some people ready to go, and competition is going to be pretty high during the week. It's going to translate on Friday night. I got a guy that's ready to go, and we're going to have to do a really good job defensively and offensively, coaching-wise, to get everybody prepared. But, you know, like I said, we're already getting ready to start setting up meetings for the next year and start putting stuff together. So hopefully we can take care of all that and get guys ready.
I'll go ahead and let you know, this past Sunday night at the other get-together that we have, I did talk to Mary Ford. She's willing to put on the pads and line up the cornerback. We got to work on her mom.
Yeah,
I convinced her on that one.
She gets healthy. I think she's going to be a great kicker. You know, and she started getting healthy at the end and sounded a lot different. The ball coming off of her foot. So, you know, she's exciting. It's exciting to have Mary Ford around. She keeps us in line, and she does a great job at practice all the time for us. And I know a lot of times we just think, oh, she's just kicking, but honestly, when she's out there, she's got the scripts ready. She takes care of everything. I give her a schedule. She runs everything with us. She's almost like a little assistant at times, and she's done a really good job this year. I was just glad that we had her on the team.
Absolutely. We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak on location at B Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So let's take this final segment to kind of give a fond farewell send-off to the seniors on this 2022 Frederica Academy Knights team. We'll start off with the one that we just barely got to know, and now he's already leaving us, quarterback Sutton Ellis.
Sutton came in, you know, like I said, in January, and last January, and I thought he did a really good job. He acclimated, came in, he ran the offense well. He did a good job, you know. And again, he had to play a lot of defense and never played defense, and did a really good job for
so
us.
So did you play defense, like in Pop Warner or anything, like Little League, anything?
Like my first year of football.
So he's never really played any defense.
I was like
11 years old was the last time you played defense, then you get thrown out in the varsity. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and so then he has to play 11 games plus the scrimmages.
And it didn't look like it, because I was absolutely convinced I talk for a living, so I say stuff to try and stir things up. I'm disappointed in myself for putting the pressure on him to come out with a defensive pick six. You know, I was so convinced that he was going to get an interception and run it back this season, and I feel like I put some undue pressure on you, and I apologize for that.
I called it at tipped area, and he did pick it, and then he got run down. I think at like the 20, but or 10, but. But, you know, he did a really good job for us this year. And he's been not only great on the football field, but at the school. And he's such a leader. And then that's great. He's awesome kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And him, just like all of these seniors, if they come back for any of the games next year, they're always more than welcome to come up to the booth during halftime, chat a little bit on the air, and get a little, get some inside information there on that.
There you go.
All right, who's up next on the list?
You're going by
jersey number. That would be Eddie Mooney.
Eddie Mooney, yeah. You know, Sean, he hadn't played but 2 years of football, and we didn't even play him on defense last year, and he ends up being a force on the D-line.
This Friday.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job for us during the year. You know, he came a long way. He learned what responsibility meant and commitment meant as the season went along, and I think that he did an outstanding job for us, and he continued to rally, and Sean will do a lot of really good things down the road, and he was fun to have around. You know, as I always say, old moon doggy, he gets some stuff done, he played hard, and he enjoyed it. I think he really enjoyed his time here, and we enjoyed having him.
It doesn't seem like it was only 2 years. It seemed like I've been calling Mooney all for ages. But
it was
a lot of fun to watch play.
A lot of fun.
All right, you are listening to there. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I believe up next is Connor McClelland.
Sam.
Oh, I forgot Pops.
Yeah.
How could I forget Pops? Yeah, flipped up 54, then 56.
Yeah, 54. You know. Actually, you know, when you think about it, time does fly. You know, I can remember when he showed up, and he didn't really know much about football, and then he just became a huge student of the game, and he got put under Will Counts' wing, like I talked about there last Sunday, and he really went to work, and he didn't really have much of a choice but to work with those guys that were out in front of him, because they were going to make him be good, or they were going to beat him up in the process, so... And I think Sam just came a long, long way, man. He was the anchor of that offensive line the last 2 years up front. And, you know, and there's that tradition at Frederica that people don't really know about, but that offensive and defensive line, those guys expect those guys coming up the next few years to be dudes, to make it happen. And they don't care. And it's been passed on, I guess, since about 2016. And that O-line, D-line, that whole idea of, listen, we're handing it over to you. You're the offensive line. You're the torchbearer. And so he's got to decide who the next guy is. And I'm sure he'll have that talk. But, he's been a phenomenal player for us on offense and defense. I remember last year I put him on defense for the first time. And he's like, Coach, I'm awful. And I was like, we only got 19 kids, man. I don't know what your definition of awful is. But now you got to go.
You are converting oxygen into CO2. But, you're hiring.
Yeah, and he started watching film, and he broke it down, and he got really, really good. He got technique sound. He done a lot of really good things. And this year, he's the commander-in-chief up front. I mean, he could even call it, you know, him and him on defense, and then him on offense, and everybody would do. Just an outstanding kid and a really good football player.
Now, if you do have them picked out, you don't have to say it out loud, but I've got to know, Sam, have you got the new torchbearer picked out yet? Do you know who the mantle is getting passed to? TBD still. All right. So any of the Knights listening in on the broadcast, there's still a chance to suck up to Sam. I think it looks like he wears an XL T-shirt. What's your favorite shoe brand? I'm sure there's lots of ways to bribe him up on that one. All right. Okay, so now, from 54 to 56, Connor McClelland.
Yeah, Connor came in. You know, he just got here this summer. He had to learn a whole new system. I had to figure out what we were doing, and I thought he did a pretty good job of trying to understand everything that we were trying to do. He came a long way from where we started to where we end, and just a smart kid. He's got a bright future in front of him, and it just a joy to have him on the team and him come in and be a part of that offensive line and that defensive line. And he did a great job all year long, you know, and he'll continue to do really good things at Frederica.
Absolutely. And then finally wrapping it up, the man that was – I'd never even had to look at the jersey number just by seeing that he was literally head and shoulders higher than everybody else on the field, Vic Ryden.
Yeah, Vic, you know, we had him for 2 years, and he came in, and he gangly, big old guy. I'm like, God, he's huge. And so we put him in offensive tackle. And then he did a really good job last year just trying to figure it out, you know, and he just wanted to get better and better. And then I guess – in the offseason, he thought about playing just basketball, and then he decided he was coming out to play, and then he got hurt in the scrimmage game against Brantley, and we lost him for about 6-7 weeks. And I literally told him, and I said, listen, now, this is one of these things. This is going to be up to you. If you want to play, you come back, but you have to be 100% mentally and physically ready. And he came back, and he just did an outstanding job for us. And Vic has just been just a great asset to the football program, and I think he really, really enjoyed it. He told me this was one of the funnest experiences he'd ever had in sports, was playing football here. And you know, that's a, I guess for us, that's big, because the locker room and everybody just kind of blends in, and they do a really good job of being a team. You know, our kids do, and they play hard for one another, and they play hard for everybody, and they understand what we're trying to do.
It has been a fun season. This has been a fun season, for all the weirdness and cancellations and travel and the banner attacking me as I get wrapped up here. It's been a fun year. Once again, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the fact that y'all have let me into your village, into your Frederica faithful family, and I'm looking forward to another year already. Well, is it August yet?
Not yet, but we're going to work our way right there to it. And like I said, once you're in the family, your family, and then I think that's the biggest thing that I think about when I see all the kids that come back year in, year out. They stand on the sideline, and it's a big part. We've had it for 10 years, you know, and we preach it, and we mean it, and these guys will be missed, but they've left a legacy behind, you know, and we got a lot to be thankful for this year going into Thanksgiving. I just look over at the table to my right and around us. You know, got a lot to be thankful for.
Absolutely. We all do. Well, Coach, again, proud to call you my friend. I hope you and yours have a great Thanksgiving, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And we'll do this again in about 9 months, I reckon.
That sounds good to me.
Thanks for joining us this season for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to hopefully come back out to V Pizza next season, Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak, signing off.
Hey, go Knights!
Yes!